We decided that we're going to blow up giant rubber balls. They're going to be these multicolored spiked balls. And then on Friday, we're going to be setting up concert fencing along Main Street. I mean, people are still welcome to roam up and down right up until the time of the event. But what we're going to do is we're going to dump these balls off the back of large dump trucks. And then we've got these huge sort of hurricane fans that they use as special effects in Hollywood movies when they want to generate a spontaneous windstorm. We're going to use these fans to blow the balls down the street. The idea is that the first two balls that cross the line, they're going to be 100, 120 of them, roughly, depending on how many tickets we sell. They'll match a ticket, and that winner will win $5,000. We've also got some other terrific prizes that we've just lined up. As I refer to, it's going to be good chaos.
My favorite idea of the chaos is still this image of the pedestrian that somehow didn't pick up the newspaper, isn't listening to Katie and Kay right now. And can you just imagine walking about thinking, oh, honey, let's go gallery hop in Carbondale for First Friday. And then all of a sudden, these like Hollywood style, you know, windstorm fans kicking off all these balls coming down the street. I love it.
We're going to do our level best to make sure that the roadway is clear at that particular junction. We're have a couple events that will be surrounding this as well. We're going to do a running of the kids, little fun run. That's going to start at 5:30, and then we're working on putting together elements for a very small parade. We're going to have a couple of clowns handing out beach balls, I think, to the crowd.
Oh, fantastic.
And we're working on lining up a band for that. Then after that, we're going to, starting on 3rd Street, dump the balls and blow them down the street all the way down to Wyant Boulevard.
Now, if I wanted to get involved and make sure that I had a ball represented, what's the best way to find you to get tickets?
You know what? We actually have a couple of volunteers, a couple of Rotarians who are selling tickets at City Market. And you do not need to be present to win. The amount that we raise from the ticket sales will be going directly to scholarships and other local programs that benefit the community.